Come on, come on.
You never know where it's heading.
Turn up the volume. We turn it up to another level.
With Rian.
This is Bevoorrecht, the man himself is he. First South African chef. I was met elke keer in my cell, mensen. Onthou. Nie dat nodig is nie. First South African chef to obtain a Michelin star in 2016. And Jan natuurlijk in Nice. Klein Jan in Swalu Kalahari Reserve. And I had a travelogue TV show, etc., etc., etc. Dit is een voorreg om chef Jan Hendrik van der Westhuizen in die atelier te hee. Goeiemiddag aan u.
Goeiemiddag.
Wat een voorreg om u weer te zien.
Baie dankie selfde.
Gaan dit wel?
Wel, soos dit kan gaan, Rian, met die donkerte wat so nou en dan slat.
Ja, maar jy hoef nie te worry, was
ek goed
nie.
Nee, gestrand was daar a heavy. Wat noem mens dit?
Load shedding.
Load shedding.
Oh, yes.
Hulle ken het nie in front, right?
I was like, downpour? What are we looking for?
It's alien to Nice, you see. Waar was jy gestrand?
Ek was by restaurant, wat musiek gepamp het, en ek het 8 of 9 gange geëet, en toe val alles net, maar die musiek het aangehou, so that, I don't know how they did that.
Generator. Ons het sikker goed vir die.
Maar ek het geluister wat jy vroeger gesê het, dit is so moeilik vir restaurante.
It's a nightmare, gaan nie veel lief nie. By the way, if you're wondering what he's busy with, our dear chef Jan Hendrik, is he's a eat-out judge now, the Eat Out Woolworths Restaurant Awards. So apparently there's, hoeveel chefs is out? 3. Hoeveel judges? 3.
Ons is 5. In 5. Total,
yeah. And they need to go to then a number of restaurants and hulle beoordeel het volgens die kos en die ambiance, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh,
nice job.
Eh? What a great job.
Yeah, how was that?
Rennies, come on.
Do you need someone to help you? Yeah. I'm serious. Why is he ignoring me?
Ready? My liewe Jan Hendrik, laatste keer toe jy, ek en jy gepraat het, het jy nie vir my gewaarsku teen die harde werk wat saam met restaurante gaan nie, want nou sit ek ook met een restaurant.
Ek het gehoor.
Ja, jy kom nie na my toe nie.
Ek weet nie, ek het hoor jy doen amazing, like, so blou fishball cocktail, ja, met sikke slangetjies in.
Wat jy dit gehoor?
Ek weet nie, dus ek het dit op online gesien, denk ek.
Dit?
Is het delizioso?
Delizioso.
Delizioso.
Hey! So,
I'm gonna make a draai daar.
Gaan jy?
Ja.
Asseblief.
Want dis ook, wat ons doen, is ons is nie net, we're not judges, we're actually categorizing restaurants a little bit. We're organizing it for people to understand restaurants better. Hmm. Mense dink, 1 tot 5 is fine dine tot pizza, you know? In pizza categories kry jy sleg tot goed of goed tot sleg. Hmm. Dan kry jy middel, dan kry jy fine dine, dan kry jy Portugees. You get all different type of food. And what we're doing, I hate the word judge, because I've always been judged as a chef.
Well said.
And now we just go in, and we actually observe what the guys are doing, and we stop rating them. We're now just giving them, you know what, your cooking is this level. And we put you in a category. So, yeah.
You know, to me, I was saying it the other day, because it's not my field of expertise, and I've never been a chef or even attempted to be one, I would mess it up. But sometimes what I do is I just stand in the corner of the kitchen and I watch the magic. And it's the best show in town.
It's a dance.
Dis ongelooflik. Ek gaan nie vir jou, wat sê ek, ek staan nie daar in awe, and I catch myself as like a few 10 minutes later and I'm still staring, just watching them do their thing. Want hierdie, die mense wat daar werk, hulle ken hulle job so goed, dat ek hoef nie hulle te train of, they know more than me. Mm. And ek dink mense moet beteken net, hierdie mense hulle ding laat doen. Just do your thing.
Hoe het jy by een restaurant opgeëindig? How did that happen?
Yeah, that's a good question. jy weet, in die type bezigheid wat ons het, is dat jy krijg stil maande, dan gebeur niks. Ander maande gebeur alles gelijktijdig. So, toe dog ek, yes, jy weet, I had this idea for a specific kind of thing that I wanted to do.
Dat is nie een bright idea nie.
Nee. Kijk, dit is verskrikkelijke harde werk. Honestly, ek het soveel respect vir julle ouens, because I honestly had no idea it's so much hard work. Mm. If you sit there and you get the steak, you go, how difficult is it to make a steak? Mm. But to make it consistent, every time and it has to be right. Presies dieselfde, want as ek vir iemand gaan sê, yes, die steak was so amazing, it needs to be the same when that person comes to the restaurant.
Yeah, absoluut.
Very difficult.
En onthou, dit vat aan jou as mens, aan jou slaappatroon, aan jou, and you become sensitive for kind of, slaap jy, want jy lyk moeg.
Dunne.
Ja, ek het jy gesien, ander in die haar een bykie.
Nee, ek slaap nie, nee.
Ja, nie?
Nee.
Ek slaap ook baie min. As nie vir Pfizer was nie, dan weet ek nie wat ek so goed. Jy weet wat se Pfizer bedoel.
Ja, nee, ek hoor wat jy sê. Want is, kyk, die ander ding is ook, jy weet dan, met die load shedding, wat ons nou tref, en soos jy nou gesê het, so, bijvoorbeeld as tye, wanneer die toering daar af is, en dan kan hulle bijvoorbeeld nou nie hulle cash-ups vir my stuur nie, then the email is not coming through, and I think, oh, what happened? And I'm moments away from getting in my car to go there, and dan kom die krag weer aan. Verstaan jy, load shedding is vir ons, jy weet, it's a good and a bad thing. You know what I mean?
I do love the idea, though, of having like a fire in the middle.
Yeah, there's that.
Like foolproof the restaurant almost.
Yes.
Become like, you know what, I don't need Eskom anymore. Mm-hmm. I know it's easier said than done, probably.
And mense love it, ne? Love die, it's like they
it's alive.
Naturally drawn to a fire.
Yep.
So hulle almal sit daar rondom die vuur.
Ja.
So dis 'n prominente feature in die restaurant.
Dis by Tswalu, by die Kalahari, by Kleinjan doen ons jieself. Die vuur trek, just pulls people together immediately.
Yes, en die flavors wat daar uitkom. Want ons doen, obviously baie van ons, ons doen baie pizza's al binnen, maar ook van ons ander goed. Je weet, so ons die ice pie daar in sit en beteken die pork belly en yes,
ek gaan ek dink ek gaan 'n draai kom maak, maar ek gaan myself vermom. Okay. Ach, so I'm going to wear glasses because I don't want you to recognize me.
If I don't have enough stress now, Jan Hendrik is coming to the rest.
Pruik opsit, brille.
Secret diner vibes.
Ja.
Rila Ofas, laat ek net gou, dis nou die chef. Eric, listen. Chef Jan Hendrik van der Westhuizen, the Michelin star chef, just, you know him, you talk about him as well. He's gonna be a secret diner at Delizioso. Just prepare everybody.
Very
just tell
soon.
Him. We don't know when it's gonna happen, but it's gonna happen. So just let amal net weet.
My nerves.
Just also tell him, I just had 2 minute noodles in your reception area.
Yeah. Yeah.
My favorite.
Really?
I say 2 minute noodles when you get that seed at night. Just prepare everybody, everyone on deck. That's a beef, Eric. Thanks.
And don't drop a fork.
Just send him a voice note. Sorry, ek weet nie wanneer ek prepare hulle net. Hulle vroegtydig voorbereid is.
That's all.
So luister, all right. Nee, my hele perspektief het verander. Much more appreciation for anyone in the restaurant industry, from waiters straight through to chefs, cooks, scullers. Yes, hierdie mense maak hulle gat af. They do. In jy weet, en dan going home very tired and then coming back tomorrow to do it all over again for the breakfast rush.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mind ding. Rian. Ons het in die industrie het ons in die afgelope paar jaar natuurlik AC, noem ons dit, after COVID, het ons soveel mental health problems gesien in industry. And we actually started an online academy, the Jan Academy, and it's where people can literally, industry related, just go online and just seek help, see what they can do differently, sort out their life, find a life kind of balance, work-life balance. It's a major problem.
No.
It's difficult.
The Scenic Drive with Rian. Weekdays 4 to 7. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM.